Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Hallmark wants you to tell you the story of Christmas. It's about unexpected love waiting for you. Hollywood wants to tell you about Christmas. It's about that warm feeling growing from inside of you. Target, Walmart, Best Buy, they want to tell you the story of Christmas. It's about giving gifts to one another. Yet Matthew wants to tell you the real story of Christmas. And it's about two names, Jesus and Emmanuel. Matthew says, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Mary conceives Jesus through the Holy Spirit, and at first, Joseph is hesitant to believe it. And really, can we blame him? So God sends an angel who talks to Joseph in a dream. And Joseph believes the unbelievable. Joseph is convinced. His anxiety is gone. Joseph chooses to trust God and love Mary. So the two now live together. And they share a home. And this will most certainly raise some eyebrows. Busybodies will assume that Joseph and Mary conceived a child during their engagement instead of waiting until they were married. What nerve! Can you believe these two? People around the town would be saying. For Nazareth is a very small town, only about 2,000 people, so gossip would travel fast. Matthew continues his story. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus is the English form of the Hebrew name Joshua. It means Yahweh, or the Lord saves. The child's name is Joshua, or Jesus, because this son will save his people from their sins. Jesus will forgive all sins. That is sure and certain. And do we need it? Oh boy, do we need it. We are people who need to be saved from our sins. That's because, contrary to what most of us think most of the time, we are not superheroes. We cannot save ourselves. His name is Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And we need to be saved. Our biggest problem is ourselves, so we need a Savior. We need a Savior to rescue us from sin. If we come to Jesus for any other reason, we will be disappointed. Jesus, the Son of Mary, is our Savior. Jesus isn't another prophet, another rabbi, another miracle worker. Jesus is the only one that we have been waiting for to complete God's story of salvation, to deliver his people from exile, to establish God's reign and rule, to heal the sick, give sight to the blind, freedom to the prisoners, and proclaim the good news to the poor. To be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, Jesus is the Savior. And Matthew continues the real story. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus is the Savior. But more than that, He is God with us. God with us is Matthew's gospel's thread throughout. It's what the Gospel of Matthew is all about. Emmanuel, God with us. It appears here in the beginning, then in the middle, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. And then in Matthew's last verse, Jesus says in Matthew 28, verse 20, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus, the Son of Mary, is not only our Savior from sin. Jesus, the Son of Mary, is Emmanuel, God with us, up close and personal. Emmanuel is also God in us and God behind us. And Emmanuel is God going before us. Jesus is God, up close and personal, entering our muck and mire, our chaos and our deep confusion. We see it most profoundly on the day of deepest darkness. On that day, we all grabbed hold of Emmanuel and we nailed him to the cross. And we cried out, crucify him. Except what we really meant was, leave us alone. Leave us alone. To this day, our every sin demands just that, that God leaves us alone. Yet on the other side of that Good Friday, Emmanuel lives. There was the cradle and there was the cross, but conquering death, Emmanuel now wears a crown. Jesus, God with us, completes our story. Jesus fulfilled the commandments. Jesus reversed the curse. Jesus has come to crush the serpent's head, to be our great high priest, be Isaiah's suffering servant, Jeremiah's righteous branch, Daniel's son of man, Amos's roaring lion, Haggai's desire of all the nations, Zechariah's king riding on a donkey, and Malachi's son of righteousness with healing in his wings. Jesus is God, predicted through the prophets and prepared for through John the Baptist. Jesus, the Son of Mary, is our Savior and Emmanuel. And He isn't a figment of our imagination or the projection of our own desires. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the Savior of the world and the substitute for all our sin. Jesus is more loving, more holy, and more wonderfully merciful than we ever might have thought possible. Every last bit of God's forgiveness, grace, and love are packaged and delivered to us in two marvelous Hebrew names, Jesus and Emmanuel. They complete your life, your story. These names are His Christmas gifts for you, forevermore. In these two names, you have the real story of Christmas. Jesus, Emmanuel, Son of Mary. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.